Something might happen here, and if it does, so what?
Thanks for joining us. I'm Will Thomas.
I don't know.
I forgot what we were talking about.
You know, I'm sick of the DJs on this show just making small talk for half an hour, right?
I already listened to one of these, and it was a lot of like, rah, 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 rah.
It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Do you think that might be really boring?
What?
Here comes a pizza.
Boy, we're hilarious guys, aren't we?
Sure.
You know, they're not uniforms.
Maybe you can hire.
And Vince.
Hello and welcome to the Ben and Vince Show. I'm Vince. That's Ben.
That's me, Ben.
Today, what's up, Ben?
We are joined here in the studio by each other, Ben and Vince.
Wow, that's deep.
Oh, okay. How's it going? Me? Is that your question? It's good. Me? What? You? Are going how?
Yeah, good. You notice anything different about me?
New eye color?
Standing up.
Oh, you got one of those standing doves.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are cool. We've all heard about my struggle to get one of those at work.
That's right.
I hope your process getting one here at the whatever the name of our website is again, studios went better.
Wait, just to clarify, are you the boss here or am I the boss? I can't keep track.
I'll have to go over the books again. One of us is supposed to be paying taxes.
Oh, well, I'm definitely not doing that.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably fine. So you just put it on a quick card?
Well, no, somebody just took my chair, so I had to stand up.
I see now. Okay, you're going to, it's going to hurt your back. That's not ergonomic at all.
No, it's super ergonomic, because sitting is the new smoking.
I don't know what you mean.
I mean, it's super fun, and everyone loves doing it.
Now, I've heard that a lot of teens are e-sitting these days.
Oh, yeah.
Is
that like a sexting thing, or?
Almost certainly, yeah.
I don't know what they're doing. Is that one of those apps?
Yeah, it's definitely an app.
Did you hear about the new Vine?
Well, there's a new Vine?
Well, it's coming in the spring.
Okay.
It's called Bite.
But.
Bite.
Like, Bite. Or video bite, I guess.
Like the thing in your computer.
Oh. Like
bite. 8 bits.
Yeah. Okay. Is that cool?
Is it cool?
This isn't like made by Microsoft, is it?
No, it's made by the same guy.
Who made Vine?
Yeah.
Wait, did Vine get acquired by somebody at some point?
Yeah, it got acquired by Twitter, and they destroyed it.
And they killed it. Why did they do that?
Well, they wanted to focus more on tweeting.
Their core competency.
Yeah.
makes sense. Okay, so it's just exactly the same, but you made it again.
Literally, all we know is that it's called Byte.
Okay, but we know the new one.
And it's a looping video platform.
A looping video platform.
Yeah.
So it's really important when you shoot a video for this platform that it be able to be looped around back to the beginning.
Yeah. I mean, there's like right now TikTok is kind of occupying that space, right? But I don't really understand what it is.
You understand what TikTok is or listening?
Listen, can you like come out from behind the robot filter that you're standing behind?
Okay, does that sound better?
Maybe I'm standing behind one. Oh, this is classic Benavis material.
Yeah, oh yeah. So you're talking about TikTok?
Yeah, I don't really get what it is. It's like...
I've barely heard of that.
But it's like, it's always these like teens or tweens even, and they're like dancing to music, but the screen is like half and half or something.
What's the other half?
I don't know. And I think it's from China or something.
Oh man.
Maybe that's... probably half that information is wrong.
Then the other half is like the app.
Right.
Is this like Yik Yak?
Well, that's what I thought at first. Because it's spelled the same.
I doubt it's spelled exactly the same.
So, like, at first when I saw people talking about TikTok, I was like, oh, it's just that, like, gossip app for high schoolers or whatever.
Oh, is that what Yik Yak is? Okay, so I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Now, are you sure people are not just talking about breath mints?
No, that's Tic Tac.
Uh-huh. No, you're thinking of the game with the X's and O's?
No, that's hockey.
No, it's football.
No, that's soccer.
Oh, right. Okay. Good point. Is it February 1st?
Probably.
Coming up, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so is this guy going to try not to have his company acquired this time?
I don't know. I mean,
or why doesn't he just bring back Vine? Oh, he is doing it.
Okay. No, because like Twitter owns the Vine brand.
Just spell it V-Y-N-E.
Well, you spell it V-Y-T-E.
Yeah, close. Yeah.
Well, originally it was called V2. Right.
Okay.
But then they said, it's called Byte. And I guess they've had like people supposedly working on it for months now. So like,
okay.
It's going to be great.
Didn't they already write all this code?
It's going to be better somehow. I don't know.
Man, you're too, you know, you're buying into the hype too much. Too gullible.
All the, you know, phones have evolved and changed so much.
When was Vine?
I don't know.
Was it long ago? Has it been a while? I feel like it might have been a while.
I mean, all the people are, you know, like Jake Paul's all grown up and being an adult asshole. And
are you saying it's funny or cool when you're a child asshole, but when you turn into an adult, it's not cool anymore?
You might be onto something.
Yeah, it kind of bothers me how a lot of these YouTube stars are like 28 or something. I guess
it's throughout
history, there have been children's entertainers who are, you know, significantly older than...
Wait, so are you saying that, like, the audience of these people is all children?
Yeah, it's like for kids, right?
I don't know. I don't watch it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And that might explain why, like, every kid wants to grow up to be a YouTube star.
Yeah, that's what they watch.
It's weird.
It's for kids.
Are you going to let Joel watch that stuff?
I don't know, man. How do you control, you know, after a certain point, how do you control what they watch, you know?
Just make him watch normal stuff.
Like, yeah, like, what do you think? I mean, he'll watch Sesame Street, probably.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, yeah. Yeah, that'll be, like, you know, at 2 p.m. Getting home from preschool. Then followed by the audiobook of Game of Thrones, the book.
They reboot Magic School Bus? I heard it sucked.
They did do that?
Or didn't they? And there was like, it was live action, wasn't it?
I don't know, man. I really have no, I for a little bit there, I was still like kind of just reading about movies that came out. I know this is not a movie you're talking about, but anyway. And then after a certain point, I don't even read about them anymore. So I really have no idea what has been happening in movies.
Well, they're making Avatar 2, 3, 4, 5.
Well, you know, that has not changed.
But it's funny because, like, nobody can remember the plot of the first Avatar.
Well, it wasn't much of a plot.
I mean, like, name one line of dialogue that happened in that movie.
Well, dialogue? I mean, dialogue is not the plot.
Yeah, but, like, it's not a memorable movie.
Yeah, right. I mean, I remember they're blue. Yeah. I remember he's blue. He becomes blue. Sigourney Weaver becomes blue.
Right? Sucks, man.
Yeah, no, I mean, it wasn't good or anything.
Well, get ready for like 5 more of them.
Yeah, right. That makes sense. Yeah, so what were we talking about before?
There's a new Bill Nye show.
Oh, and yeah, like Saves the Universe or something.
I don't really like Bill Nye anymore.
I haven't watched the new one. Do you like, what's his name?
Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yeah, NDGT.
Like, in principle, yes. In execution, not so much.
Right.
Well, okay. I think that, for the most part, he's good. He just has a bad Twitter account.
You think he was good earlier on, and then now he's too self-aware?
Maybe. I haven't really followed his, like,
yeah,
career
his
arc.
Trajectory.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, neither have I. I get the sense that he's a little bit annoying. But, you know, that's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Now, there's somebody out there who's like, I'm trying to remember who it is, but this person, they're like a fairly normal person, like celebrity that people follow, but then like their fans are just like completely bonkers for them.
Oh, well, here's something I was thinking about. I don't know. I can't guess from that riddle what you're talking about. But you think it's mostly true that that someone's fans are like not the type of person that they would be fans of something else with, you know,
or like that they would be friends with, or that they would like exist in a fan group?
I guess maybe more like friends. Like, it just seems like usually the people who end up being your fans are not the type of people that you would have like
hang out with.
Really? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
maybe not usually.
Let's ask our fans.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's why you don't have any fans.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why you don't have any friends. Too.
I'm not, yeah. Which way does the implication go here? No, I guess for us it's not the same because our fans are the people that we hang out with. Because we have an open door policy.
Oh, I know who I was thinking of. Elon Musk.
What?
What do you mean, what?
What was the setup?
Well, he's like a normal guy.
No, okay, you're thinking of someone else.
Okay, but like
Big Bird.
I guess it's the opposite, right? Like, he's a weirdo.
He's
doing all the stuff that's bad, or like he's doing stuff. He's making a lot of mistakes.
Sure.
But like, so why are people so, like, he has like a cult following?
Dude, I don't know. Lots of things that are bad seem to be having a following these days.
I guess that's true.
Multiple people like my age in my office have been buying Teslas.
Yeah, well, okay, you can separate the man from product, right?
Okay, sure.
I don't necessarily think a Tesla is a bad car. You know, as long as you like panel gaps.
Panel gap? What's that?
Well, just like the engineering of the bodywork is like super inconsistent. So like the different body panels don't exactly line up.
Oh, that doesn't seem great.
Like they would on another car. So like if I was buying a car, you know, if I wanted to buy an electric car, I'd probably buy like a Hyundai Ioniq, for example.
Whoa, I've never even heard of that.
I think it has the most like range per charge or something. But I don't know. Like, can you zap it? Can you charge it at a Tesla station, or only Teslas can charge there? I don't know.
I think it's USB-C only.
That would be pretty funny.
Yeah. I have to say, getting a car charger for my phone was a life-changing experience a couple of years ago.
You can charge your car with your phone?
Yeah. All of a sudden, I don't have to worry about running out of gas as long as, you know, I have enough juice to make a phone call still.
What kind of car do you have that... I mean, I know what kind of car you have. So, like, why can't you just plug in your USB thing? USB cord.
To the...
USB outlet that's in your car.
No, I don't have that.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't have that.
Yeah, you do.
I have a cigarette charger thing or
No. We're talking about the Elantra, right?
The 2012 Hyundai Elantra?
I promise there's a USB outlet in there.
No.
There is.
No.
If you have a 2012 Hyundai Elantra,
drive it into our studio.
Or just call us at 862-234-0491 and let us know if you have a USB thingy in there.
We were just talking about this. Do you remember the, would you download a car?
Yeah.
Or you wouldn't download a car?
You would not download a car.
I totally forgot about that. It's pretty hilarious that they made that.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, yeah, I would. What do you mean? Yeah, I would. If I could.
Yeah.
Anyway, so is this Byte thing, is this going to be like the new Atari?
What?
They're making a new Atari. Yeah.
Okay.
Is it like that
new NES they made?
I don't know. It's shrouded in mystery. Although it is wood paneled, we know that.
Yeah, this seems like fan service.
I was gonna say something else about. Oh damn, I forget. Oh well.
Have you seen this new Tetris?
No.
Not the new Tetris, like for N64, but.
Got it. Okay, go on.
It's called the Tetris Effect.
Okay.
It's you can play it in VR apparently.
Is it like all around you?
I don't know. I just seen the trailer and it looks pretty good.
Well, you know something. What do you know?
I know it's for PlayStation, I think.
Great.
It might be out already, I don't know. But the trailer makes it look good.
Awesome.
You know, falling blocks sliding into place and cleared and
I know Tetris.
Yeah, you know Tetris.
Yeah. Yeah, I've played that. I'm pretty bad at it.
You play the horse game?
The horse game. Not
the horse game that everyone keeps talking about?
Seabiscuit, the game?
Oh, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, why is everyone talking about this? Why is this so important?
Everyone worked real hard on it, and I guess it's fun to play if you like horses. Personally, I'm more of a car guy, so.
You like GTA?
I stick to GTA, yeah.
Do you still play NASCAR whatever game?
NASCAR Racing 2003 season?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was listening to another podcast where a dude was on who...
Whoa, hold on.
Yeah?
You were listening to another podcast?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I do that.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Right.
It happened.
Wow.
We talked about this.
Disappointed.
It's opposition research.
Okay. Well, what did you learn? What was the...
Well, I don't know that it's that one that he plays, but I assume it is. Is that one on Twitch? Do people do that one on Twitch?
Could be. I mean, it's probably iRacing.
But it's NASCAR, definitely.
You can do NASCAR on iRacing. And NASCAR actually has, like, a sanctioned iRacing series.
What is iRacing?
iRacing is the name of a game, so... What happened was, so 2003,
flashback.
Well, so there's a company called Papyrus Racing Games.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds familiar. I remember that.
Okay. And it was, I guess based out of Massachusetts.
Okay.
And they made this game called NASCAR Racing back in the 1990s.
Mm.
And got popular, so they made NASCAR Racing 2. And then
isn't the R in NASCAR Racing?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, go on.
But, I mean, yeah. So they made NASCAR Racing 2, and then they made NASCAR Racing 3, they made NASCAR Racing 4. And, like, as they kept building the games, the big difference between their game and, like, you know, the EA Sports NASCAR game or whatever.
I didn't know there was an EA Sports NASCAR game.
So there's also, like, another game called NASCAR Heat.
Okay.
So the big difference is that the Papyrus game was, like, intended to be a simulation. Mm-hmm, so they, like, spent a lot of time trying to, like, tweak the physics to be realistic. And they let you, like, make adjustments to the setup of your car like you would, you know, a regular car, you know, the real car, and actually have the car respond like it would in real life, right? So then they made NASCAR Racing 2002 season, NASCAR Racing 2003 season, and then NASCAR sold the exclusive license for all NASCAR games to EA Sports. So the company was like, okay, there's no other, like, product that we can make. They made a Grand Prix Legends game once before, but that was it. So then they kind of, like, just disbanded or whatever.
Oh, wow. Okay. They should have gone into something else, like maybe 3D Pool.
Well, I think somebody has already done that.
Well, I don't know that it was ever officially released or finished. You know, as I recall, it was almost there.
Yeah, right. Well,
I bet they would have sold the license.
Yeah. So anyway,
just saying, because that's another game where the physics was, you know, made to be super realistic.
Right. Yeah. So then, like, some years later, the EA Sports license expired, or, like, they stopped making the games or whatever. So I don't know what these Papyrus people had been doing in the meantime, but they reformed.
Wow.
Not exactly the same company, but, like, a bunch of the same people started a new company called iRacing that I think is co-owned by John Henry, or, like, he's a major investor. John Henry.
Who's that?
A guy that owns the Red Sox and, like, I want to say Manchester United.
I thought this was the guy who, like, tried to compete against a train or something.
Tried to compete against a train?
Or, like, a robot in, like...
Are you describing Wild Wild West? That spider thing?
Yeah, I'm talking about the spider thing.
No, that was Jim West.
Although that was actually, that what was the name of the producer on that?
The producer?
Who's obsessed with giant mechanical spiders. You remember this story?
No.
Oh, the producer of Wild Wild West was formerly attempting to make a Superman movie starring, I think, was this the attempt that
with
was going to star
Cage?
Nicolas Cage? Yeah, as Superman.
So was that before or after Wild Wild West?
Before.
Okay.
And he wanted the climax of the movie to be Superman fighting a giant mechanical spider.
Oh, why that? But then that movie never got made, so he just recycled the idea?
Well, I think he just was trying to get that idea into every movie that he made.
Why didn't that movie ever get made?
Yeah, I know. It's like one of the big missed opportunities of
But do you know why? History.
I think it was just an utter failure in concept and execution. But
I mean, that could have been better than Batman and Robin.
Yeah, I know. I think that had already come out at that point.
What a time.
You're right. What?
What a time.
What?
What a time.
What a time for that movie existed.
Yeah. You know, 1996. To be alive.
Yeah. So anyway, then yeah. iRacing.
Yeah, so John Henry invested in iRacing, and then so they brought it back, but this time as like a what do you call the games where you have to pay like every month and it's online?
Oh, I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, that thing you just said.
Yeah. So they actually, when they started, it didn't have NASCAR in it. They just had like a bunch of different types of race cars. So like, you know, types that are common, you know, they have like you go on there, you start out and you're on like the lowest one. Mm-hmm. So you're racing like Mazda Miatas. And then like, as you continue to progress, your rating gets higher. You can compete in like higher series. Mm-hmm. And I think it's also like a, you know, in-game purchases, so like you can, you know, buy another car, like you buy your way into like a higher.
You can download a new car onto.
So, but it's like it's all online. There's no like, you don't race against the AIs like in the other game.
Yeah.
You can do that. Now
at some point, as you get more advanced, I assume the action gets extremely fast and furious.
Something like that. Yeah. So like now it's like, you know, they were trying to make it pretty realistic in 2003, but now it's like very realistic. Like they went like laser scanned every track. They're constantly working on like improving the vehicle physics and all that stuff. So like they have. Basically, like, professional race car drivers use it for training.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
They, like, you know, they build, like, these very elaborate setups for, like, playing the game. So, like, you're, like, in this big, like, hydraulic chair, and you're surrounded by monitors and all that stuff.
It was like, you know, training to go to the moon or whatever.
Yeah, right. So NASCAR actually sponsors, or they sanction, like, you know, they have like the Cup Series and the Truck Series or whatever. One of the series they have is, I think it's called the NASCAR Peak Antifreeze Series. Sponsored by Peak Antifreeze, and like they like sanction a bunch of online races and then give out a championship to. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, it seems like. Definitely NASCAR probably is like, oh, just invented this technology, but you know, glad somebody else did it, so
yeah,
we'll just sponsor it.
But like, that's even cool. When it was NASCAR Racing 2003 series or season, like guys like Dale Jr. would go and play online all the time.
Oh wow.
And at the time he's like, this is like the closest I've ever seen to like the real thing.
Okay, but he does the real thing, so
yeah. You know, besides that, so he's qualified to make that assessment.
Yeah, sure. I'm just saying, what's he doing spending his time on this? Like, you know.
Yeah, get on there, you know, Wednesday night.
Man, that's his job, you know? Why is he bringing work home with him?
Yeah.
All right, well, cool.
Well, what were they saying on the podcast?
Oh, you know, whatever. He just didn't want to spend time with his girlfriend because he wanted to play this thing instead.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, so I still play the 2003 season one because you don't have to pay $15 a month and you can race against the computer. Yeah. So, like, I don't play it very often, so, like, it doesn't make sense to pay for the subscription. So, like,
right.
Yeah, I can just pay. All right, I can just play against the computer whenever I want. And there's, like, still a community of people who build new tracks. And like, because you know, there's new tracks and shit in real life and new cars, so that, you know, they mod the game and then it's up to date.
Nice, nice, nice. Do you usually win against the computer?
It depends.
Do you win more or less often than when you play the computer at solitaire? Wait, hearts.
I don't fucking play that shit, man.
Okay, same question for solitaire.
I don't know. What do I look like, Bill Gates? I don't have a. I don't go fucking around on Windows all day.
All right, crystal crazy or whatever.
What do I look like? Common.
Common.
Crystal crazy. Yeah, I haven't played that in a while.
Yeah, I know. This is like the fifth mention of crystal crazy on this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Seems right.
Yeah. Great game.
Cool. Well. Should we go to a break?
Yeah.
All right. See you after the break.
Cool.
Yeah.
One of the first formal studies of the phenomenon was at Harvard Medical School in the year 2000. Participants played the game for 7 hours each, spread over the course of 3 days. Remarkably, 63% of the participants, almost two-thirds, reported seeing imagery from the game hours after they finished playing, often just as they were falling asleep. This fact on its own was newsworthy. But even more surprising, amnesic patients with brain damage that prevents them from forming new memories also reported seeing game imagery well after they'd finished playing. These participants were unable to recall having ever played the game, but their descriptions matched those of players with perfect memories. Blocks. They all saw blocks. Falling through space, sometimes rotating or fitting neatly into empty spaces between other blocks. Some participants also reported seeing completed lines disappearing.
About these people, I go out and face these scum. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They have green looking skin and they run around screaming, we love Satan, we wanna eat babies. I have them on video. Hillary's in the creepy weird sick stuff, man.
Welcome back to the Judge John Hodgman podcast.
I'm Bailiff Jesse Thorne. No, wait.
And I'm a PC.
Wait, we should send this in to him. I was just listening to another episode about people who had their own radio show, which sounded maybe like 90% as good as the Ben and Vince show.
Wait, like a specific... What? They just pick like some randos who have like a college radio show, and they're like, "Here, you want to be on the I'm a PC show?"
People call in or write in, and then are called in with a dispute, and then he has them on the air to settle it. And just these people happen to their relationship was that they were on a radio show together, and their dispute was concerning something about that.
Oh, I see. So, what's our dispute?
Well, good question. Well, maybe our dispute is that we have in the studio with us today someone you could describe as the Yoko Ono of the Ben and Vince show.
What?
That's racist.
Yeah, and you're John, by the way. Please welcome to the show for the second time, I think.
Well, the first time you had to edit me out, so it doesn't count.
Was that edited out, Vince? I couldn't remember.
No, it was not.
Oh.
That went out live. special guest, Diane.
Hello.
How's it going?
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's good.
Just because I'm looking straight at Vince this entire time, sometimes I'm going to talk to you.
Okay. Yeah, it's good.
Were you the one who took my chair?
Yeah, Vince, someone stole Vince's chair, so he's had to use his sitting desk as a standing desk during this podcast. Was that you?
It was not me. I also want a standing desk. I don't want a chair.
See, you agree. Sitting is bad for your health.
It is bad for your health.
Yeah, no, everyone agrees with that. But that doesn't mean we should go around stealing people's chairs.
Why would you want to steal a chair if you would rather stand?
Well, you want to help other people.
Right.
Okay.
I think this was an episode of My Name is Earl.
Really?
No.
Well, what do you mean, though?
He didn't, like, go around stealing people's chairs.
Why did you bring it up?
You know what? Never mind.
I don't remember if we asked this question last time. Our guest was on the show, but you know, it's a question we ask most people who come on. What are your views?
I guess I'm looking at you wearing some headphones.
Yeah, everybody likes
so
to
make literal. This joke.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on.
Well,
because...
okay. I guess I hate Ted Cruz. That's my other view.
Okay.
Another commonly held sentiment.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, let's move on then. How do you feel about things?
Pretty good. I just had some hints of lime tortilla chips because I can, because I'm not allergic to whey or casein. So good for me.
Yeah, that is good.
Why would you bring that up?
We suspect that Ben might be allergic to whey or casein.
Wait, we do? I thought it was dairy.
Well,
what the hell, man?
Specific proteins in dairy, which are whey and casein and one other thing.
What's the other thing?
I don't remember.
Well, what is that thing?
I'm not sure.
Hold on.
How would I know what to avoid?
Hold on. Let's back up.
Other than annoyed. Yeah?
Have you always been allergic to this protein, or... Like
I may not be allergic to it.
Well, what makes you think you're allergic to it?
You know, unspecified gastrointestinal sensations.
But like those just started, or you've experienced them your whole life, or you only just now started eating dairy?
I would say I've been experiencing them for 48% of my life. No, that's wrong. More like, let me do the math here. Like 30% of my life.
All right.
Yeah, but never cared to follow up on it. And if anyone is a doctor out there and can diagnose me by these descriptions of my symptoms, please call in.
And you're telling me there's whey and the other thing and hints of lime chips?
I think there's just whey, and I think they're not in normal tortilla chips, but they are in hints of lime tortilla chips.
And so you have a gastrointestinal sensation when you eat the hint of lime chip?
No. Well, just most of the time, but I eat a lot of dairy.
What, just all the time?
Well, a lot of the time.
Dan, are you lactose intolerant?
I'm not lactose intolerant, but I think our baby is also sensitive to this protein, so we suspect that it's Ben's fault.
Maybe you're fructose intolerant. Have you thought of that?
Maybe I'm what?
Maybe you're fructose intolerant.
Why do you say that?
Well, you know, it's just not something that people think of, but it's possible.
Well, so what if I'm, you know, steak
intolerant? Is fructose one of the FODMAP? Was it the F in FODMAP?
Yes.
Ben tried this elimination diet one time in which he couldn't eat. What was it?
Well, the A stood for and, I remember that. So it's good I remembered that one, the most important one. Oligosaccharides, polysaccharides.
Monosaccharides.
And, wait, I already said P. What was the D? Dairy?
No.
What is this word? FODMAP?
FODMAP.
FODMAP.
Like monosaccharide. M as in monosaccharide.
Was it disaccharides? That would be kind of dumb.
I don't remember. Are you sure it wasn't dairy? Maybe it was dill pickles. But I ate so many dill pickles.
They call it map of D. It's easier to remember.
What?
Should we call it Math of D? Yeah, it's easier to remember.
No, but the A is the second to last letter, because it's and.
Okay, so monosaccharides and polysaccharides, oligosaccharides, fructose.
It was polyols, whatever that means. The P was not polysaccharide.
Okay, that doesn't help us with the D, though.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you're allergic to gluten.
Yeah. It could be one or many of these things.
Maybe you're allergic to water.
Yeah, could be. Maybe I should go to the moon where there's no water.
I don't know, man.
Well, anyway... Well, thanks for coming on the show and bringing all that up.
It's always diseases with you, Diane.
Was it? I think I talked about cancer last time.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's just a keen observer of people's interests.
Did you guys vote?
We did absentee because that's more convenient. Do you know in Virginia you have to have a reason for doing early voting or absentee voting? They don't just let you do it.
I know a lot of places.
Wait, sorry, what were you saying, Ben?
What kind of reason? Sorry.
What's your name again?
Welcome back to the Ben and Diane show. How do they verify? Yeah, they don't. I mean, I don't know. Well, but it's still.
You don't want to go to jail for voter fraud for lying.
That's right.
Sworn
That's
affidavit.
Rampant.
Affidavit.
Rampant in this
affidavit. Whatever. Anyway.
You got it.
Wait, so did you vote in Virginia?
No. But people at work were just talking about it.
Yeah.
I live in Maryland.
Yeah, I could see, like, having a reason to vote absentee. Because it's not, like, mail-in voting. It's just absentee voting.
It is mail-in voting.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing. If they wanted anyone to be able to do it, they would call it mail-in voting.
Oh, well.
But if they're going to do early voting, they should just let anyone do it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, what's up with this, like, voter suppression, you know?
Well, I mean, that's the reason, because it's Virginia, so the Republicans want to win. They have a chance, so they're trying to stop people from voting.
Right. How did you feel about question A or whatever on the Maryland ballot?
This one's for you, Diane.
No, it's for you, Ben.
Oh, I already shared my views. Was that what you were asking about my views?
No, it wasn't. Definitely not.
So, if I'm not mistaken, question A was about the lamplighters and...
No, okay, I'm not familiar with that. What is the lamplighter?
The lamplighter should do something. I don't know. I just remember when I was a kid, I would go with my parents to the polling place. And while my parents were voting, they had like a kids voting booth.
Oh.
Where it was like, it had the same like ballot punching machine.
Mm-hmm.
But like, they gave you like a kid's ballot. And
so it was like, you know, macaroni and cheese or popsicles or something?
I think it was just like a sample ballot. Like, you know, for president, do you want John Q. Public or Nancy P. whatever? So but there was like a ballot question on there. And I remember specifically that it was about lamplighters.
What are lamplighters?
Well, those are the people who go around and light all the street lamps at night.
Well, yeah, I guess now that you mention it, I know that. But what is the relevance to... Was this sample ballot from, like, 1895?
I guess. I don't remember what the question was. It was, like, maybe it was about the time that they light the lamps, or, like, whether or not they should have a union, or I don't know.
Yeah. It's like... That's pretty complicated for a kid.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely, like, difficult for me to understand, especially because I didn't know what the hell a lamplighter was.
Well, I vote for Twilight for the time.
I tried to Google that, and like, no one else seems to remember that.
Huh. That's weird.
You don't, apparently.
I mean, I went with my parents to vote sometimes, but I don't remember, like, a kid's booth or anything.
Yeah, it was fun. You could just go and, like, punch out the little chads.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fun. It's like a game.
There's no chads in California. Or I guess you guys are doing just the fraudulent electronic voting now, right?
I guess. I don't know. I did it by mail.
Oh, right.
Which, I guess, you know, I kind of wish it was a little bit more fraudulent so I didn't have to... You know, print something out and put it in an envelope and put a stamp on it and put it in my mailbox.
You just put a stamp on it?
Well, that was a precaution.
That's voter suppression.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We almost didn't do it because we didn't have time to buy stamps.
That's right.
See?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, definitely the state needs to account for my... inability to buy stamps for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I guess we had stamps. It just wouldn't let you use them.
And why was that?
Your special edition cherry blossom stamp.
Yeah, I mean, what better cause to use those patriotic DC-themed stamps than for an election?
I guess. But then some parents came through.
We're parents.
Oh. Some grandparents came through.
We were going to a certain engagement party that was thrown by the betrothed parents. And Diane was like, oh, okay, so it's going to be like adults are there. I was like, we're adults.
So what does that have to do with stamps?
Nothing. Yeah, this is like an episode of My Name is Earl.
Yeah. It is.
It totally is. Because I'm wearing a neck brace.
Because it takes place in Maryland.
Does My Name is Earl take place in Maryland?
Well, sort of.
Cool. in that in the My Name Is Earl universe, the state of Maryland existed.
Well, in the My Name Is Earl is
the verse.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. All the place names are named after places in Maryland.
Like, what's an example?
Like in one episode, there's like some colony of circus freaks called Shaded Grove.
That's a good name for a colony of circus freaks.
Yeah.
Is some dude on that show from Maryland or something?
Yeah, one of the writers or something, I guess. Hmm.
Do you really miss that show?
It's a good show.
Yeah.
For at least a season.
Yeah. I never watched it.
Yeah, I can tell.
So, Diane, can you give us a Joel update as a Joel representative?
Well, I haven't seen him in a few hours.
Yeah, we kind of lost track of him at some point today. So, we'll try to find him. But anyway, go on.
So he's at Grandma's house.
Oh, okay, we found him. Call off the search party.
He's good. He's learning to make some consonant sounds.
That's right, yeah.
Which is cute, except when he does it at 2 a.m. for an hour.
Yeah, Vince and I talked about that off air for a little bit.
Yeah.
Somebody was telling me that, like, kids nowadays, when they want to sneak off somewhere, they never, like, take their parents' car. They just use Uber.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
But that means they have their parents' credit card.
No, you can get Uber, like, gift certificates.
Oh.
Oh, so you just, like,
Or something, you just, like, get each other.
Like, you can just make an account and then put the, like, gift card on your account, and then that's right, your like payment.
You accumulate them, like, through various promotions or whatever.
Well, like, I don't know if you can, like, go to the store and buy them or how you get them, but...
Oh, I see. Like a Giant when there's, like, iTunes or whatever.
Yeah.
But, okay, yeah, I guess that works. I mean, yeah, the whole stealing the parents' car always seemed, like, pretty fraught.
You guys gonna put a tracking app on Joel?
Maybe we should, since, we lost him for a few hours there until we found him at Grandma's house. I don't know. He's not at the age yet where we have to be super paranoid, but I bet when the time comes, we will be super paranoid.
You mean like when he can crawl more than an inch, or when he can leave the house on his own?
I guess when he can leave the house on his own. But that's, that could be any time. You know? We leave the door open? Or what if we just, like, what if he goes to a friend's house, for the first time when we're not there?
Like,
yeah, what if he does that? That's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't mean Grandma's house. Someday Joel will have friends other than Grandma.
Well, he has his cousin.
Yeah, he's never gone there on his own, though. We're always there.
What's his cousin's name?
His cousin's name is Lila.
Lila.
They're very cute together.
Yeah.
They don't really, acknowledge each other, but... Well, a little more. They hung out on, well, not on Halloween, but near Halloween in their matching pumpkin costumes. And just, kind of fell on each other.
Pretty cute.
Yeah. Did you do anything for Halloween?
That was the Purple Threat.
Wait, the thing we talked about with some other guest on the previous episode?
Yeah.
That I never acknowledged as a real threat.
Oh, it's real.
How did you do the costume?
I had some purple pants and a mm-hmm. purple witch's hat mm-hmm. and a mm-hmm. purple shirt that I wrote threat on.
The problem solvers.
Solver's the problem.
Yeah. Cool. Do people like it?
Yeah, I think so.
Or do they feel threatened?
I don't know.
Did it win a contest like I did last year?
You didn't win a contest.
You're right. I didn't.
Did you win this year?
There was no. Wait, how come there wasn't a contest this
year? Because Ali and Paige broke up.
Oh, sad.
Wait.
It was my friend at work.
Is that the St. Louis guy?
Oh, no.
Wow. Wow, that guy. Yeah.
No, they broke up as well.
Again.
Yeah. That was a little more serious because they were married.
Whoops.
Wait, where is he now? He moved back to St. Louis to like reconcile, but then.
Currently? do you want to guess? I don't remember if I told you.
Wait, what?
Hang on, guess what city? I'll give you like two guesses.
Wait, can I guess?
Okay, sure.
Diane, go first.
Denver?
No. Anyone can go.
Olney.
The loneliest town in Maryland? No, not Olney. Okay, I'll give the collective of you two guys one more guess.
I don't have more guesses.
Oh man.
No, not Oman. The answer is Los Angeles.
Shit.
Yeah, you should have known that, Vince. Haven't you seen him around?
Probably. I don't know what he looks like.
Yeah, he looks like... at one point, I realized he looks like Cameron Esposito.
Wait, who's that?
Comedian.
Wait, so what's he doing there now?
I think he's working for the same company that he started working for when he went back to St. Louis, which is Riot Games.
Oh, boy.
Who makes League of Legends.
Yeah, they're like right around here. Okay, or not here, but where I live.
Yeah. Not in Oklahoma City. Anyway, this dude in my office, he was dating this girl in the office, and then they broke up. And when they were dating, they had organized this Halloween party that, you know, for the office that people liked.
Oh, wow.
Contest. But now...
So now no Halloween. Did people even wear costumes?
No. No, wait, I worked from home that day.
Why?
I worked from home on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Yeah. So, you know, some sad news there. Yeah.
What, did you guys go trick-or-treating?
Yeah, we went in the aforementioned grandma's neighborhood.
Wait, which grandma?
The maternal grandma. The
shorter one.
The shorter one. I guess that's one way to specify. Yeah, it's like a townhouse community, so, you know, that's like prime Halloween territory.
Right.
And Joel went around in his pumpkin costume. I mean, he was carried around.
You guys have costumes?
I wore an orange shirt. So I was pumpkin as well. Diane had some kind of dress or whatever.
Well, you left your scarecrow costume at home.
Yeah, that's it. I was in a rush.
Yeah, well, you just got home from work, so probably didn't have time.
I was at home.
Working from home because it was Wednesday.
Aren't you getting this yet, Vince? Yeah. So then he went around and he reached into people's bowls and he grabbed some candy sometimes. That was nice. Saw a lot of other little kitties walking around.
But he doesn't actually eat candy, so...
Yeah, so we ate the candy.
Wow.
But people were happy about it to give him the candy, you know?
Yeah.
They liked it. Especially the people who had just left bowls out on their stoops. They were very happy about it. But yeah.
We got precisely one trick-or-treater at our house.
Oh, that's sad.
He didn't even have a friend. It was just like one kid.
It was our neighbor.
Yeah, we last year in our neighborhood we got like, I don't know, 10 or something.
I made a list.
Has that been archived for you know, later?
I don't perusal? Think so. I just wanted to see how many we would get and it seemed like a small number.
Right. This year we got home from grandma's neighborhood and then there were like maybe two more groups that came even after we got home, so you know. All right, well, you got anything else to talk about, Vince? Oh, did you want to save this for a future episode? We were watching Jeopardy recently.
Ooh, yeah.
We have a big name guest who could join us if you want.
But... Oh, I guess it's almost that time. Sure. That seems relevant.
I see.
That the big name guest could come on.
Because... Like, why at this time?
That's when he was available.
Oh, okay.
Wait, I'm just checking if he's available. This is okay. Behind the scenes.
All right. While Vince is doing that, Diane and I will engage in a conversation.
I have a question. If I press this button on my phone, does it take me out of the call?
I can't see what you're playing. Why do you want to press any button? if this is not interesting to you, you have no one to blame but yourself. It takes two to make a boring conversation.
Is that your favorite saying?
Yeah, it comes up a lot. Here around the Strasshold.
Oh.
Yeah.
Also, mm-hmm. Diane's first time hearing that.
What?
Also, Diane's first time hearing that.
Yeah, that's right. are we?
Yeah, he said. You can 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay.
You should play the Jeopardy song.
There's a Jeopardy song? Oh, I put the thumbs up in the wrong window. Hold on.
Yeah, I was wondering why you were giving me a thumbs up. I mean, I appreciated the positive reinforcement. Have you, like me, memorized the Unicode for the thumbs up emoji?
Vince? No. Why? In what context would I use that?
Have you memorized any other?
No.
Just that one.
Yeah. And now I kind of forget. It's 1-4-F-D-D?
But, like, in what context can you type that and have it be the right thing?
Anywhere. You know, like, whatever the keyboard shortcut is to, you know, start typing a Unicode. And then you type that code.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that must be a Windows thing.
No, I usually do it on Linux. But I'm sure any operating system has that capability.
I don't think I've done that in like 10 years.
I think we're about to be joined by a special guest.
All right. Yeah. So here's the deal. Our big name guest is on with us.
Sorry, Diane.
This is probably the most famous person ever to be on the Ben and Vince show.
Maybe.
Fresh off of 3 consecutive victories on Jeopardy. Please welcome Eric.
Woo.
Wow, you're getting applause. No one ever gets applause on the Ben and Vince show.
Okay, here's some applause for the three of you.
Oh, wow, okay. This is like the most applause ever.
Has everybody new?
yeah, we're good. How are you doing? I'll ask you that question. That you thought to ask the rest of us.
I'm going to answer that question, Ben.
Go on.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. For those of you who don't know, Eric, our special guest, was on Jeopardy. Wait, I think we already covered this. As just, you know, like a contestant. Like, it wasn't Celebrity Jeopardy or anything, although he is now a celebrity, based on his recent experience. And he, like, won a bunch of times, and he didn't know Einstein High School somehow.
That was real bad.
I didn't know that one either. It was a confusing category.
It was a confusing category. I didn't realize what they were asking about in the category.
The category was, I go to famous person high school. I didn't know that meant, like, famous person is the name of the high school. I thought it meant, like, what's that show with all the clones or whatever? Clone High.
Clone High.
Oh, what? I thought I was going to say Orphan Black.
Me too.
Now I see how your thing made more sense. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but it made sense when you saw the answer.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, easy for me to judge. I'm not up there, you know.
But I thought they were saying, like, the name of the place where Einstein went to high school.
Well, but it wasn't.
I just, like, didn't even know they were looking for a high school name. Like, it was, maybe I missed the rest of that column.
I'm just saying it said Kensington, Maryland.
Well, I thought Einstein High School was in Wheaton, technically.
Yeah, Kensington did sound wrong to me, but anyway.
I think they said Durwood. Was it Kensington?
Pretty sure.
Wait, Durwood? No, that's Magruder.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And he didn't know commutative property. That was very sad.
Whatever.
I got like a bunch of those math ones wrong.
No one knew the commutative one. Everyone said the wrong one. Did you get to talk to, or like get to know any of the other contestants while you were on?
Yeah, everyone was pretty cool. The person who dethroned me, Hannah, was super nice. And,
she's Canadian, is that right?
She is Canadian.
Yeah.
That's why Trebek gave her the reference.
Wait, okay, is the buzzing in like kind of a big part of the show or of the winning strategy? It seems like getting that timing right is what really makes people win the show.
I think pretty much like everyone who gets on the show knows everything in like the top three rows of any given board, more or less. So it's just whoever can get in first.
But is there a thing like a strategy for how you should time your button press to, you know, more favorably get in there first?
Yeah, you want to do it before the other two people on the show hit their buzzer.
That makes a lot of sense.
But after the lights come on.
Oh, the lights.
Yeah.
There are lights.
Because if you do it before that, they, like, disable it for some time, right?
There you go. It's like Mario Kart.
What?
Oh, yeah, it is like Mario Kart.
Thank you. Okay.
oh, yeah, it is. I just got it.
Diane?
What?
All right. I got 3 out of 4. I just have to say we were totally cheering you on from behind our TV screens, you know, 3 months in the future or whatever, from when you actually taped the show. So I hope that helped.
It did. I felt that.
Let me ask you this question. What are your views?
Oh, great question.
Door.
Mm-hmm.
TV. Curtain.
See?
Yeah.
Everyone's literal.
Yeah. Everyone likes to do that.
I guess I feel better now.
what were your views?
One side of Ben's head.
Splendid.
This brings to mind another question for me. And this one, it's just coming to mind as an important question to ask. How do you feel about things?
Door.
Mm-hmm. TV. Yeah. Everyone. Yeah. Always goes that way. Yeah. Good answer.
Side of Ben's head.
Yeah. I don't remember if this is my good side or not.
Yes.
So
you don't know which side is your good side?
Yeah. Well, because I don't look at it.
Yeah, but don't you have to like take pictures?
Yeah, but
like for the gram and stuff. You tell me you don't
Does that
know
sound
your
like
angles?
A CW show? What?
You tell me you don't know your angles.
I don't know my
How
angles.
How do you get about smizing?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, it's... Wait, okay, I thought... I was confused about it, because I thought smizing was like, making your eye... Like, I thought, you know, when it's an authentic smile, then your eyes also change, you know? And so you should... If you're doing a fake smile, you should try to make your eyes look like they do when you're really smiling. But that was wrong. Am I right? It was something else?
Right. It's not ever about smiling.
Okay. What is it again? It's just like having a certain look in your eye?
I guess it's that like smoldering kind of thing.
This just doesn't make sense to me.
That's what is it?
What is the zing in smizing?
Well, so, okay, the eyes. Like smiling with your eyes, but it's not, I mean, that's the origin of that word,
uh-huh.
But the look you're trying to achieve is not...
Smiling?
Right.
So what's the eye?
Oh, I see.
Eyes. I guess it's eyes. So it's smolderizing.
It's like that thing that Clooney does.
What does Clooney do?
Have you ever seen George Clooney in a movie? He's always like... Yeah.
Being extremely charming.
Looking at you with his eyes and shit.
Hmm. Can you tell me why he's doing Nescafe commercials?
He's the face of Nescafe.
Yeah, why?
I've never seen one of those.
He's like in them.
I don't watch Blue's Clues. Or whatever.
What? What?
I don't know what shows you all are watching.
Where did we see? Oh, Jeopardy. That's...
I heard that you were like, you know, a little bit internet famous as a result of this appearance on the Benavent Show. Can you elaborate on that? No, it's
are you
a joke.
Is this from the future?
Yeah,
you're seeing into the future.
Uh-huh. No, you use some meme, and at the time you said it, I was like, that sounds like a meme, but I'm not familiar with it.
Well, it was because Alex Trebek had to say it, that it was so funny, because, you know, it was...
It's Alex Trebek. Right. But what... Can you talk me through your thought process on that?
Yeah, I didn't know the answer to the question.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, I thought it might have been that thing that it was, but I didn't feel great about it. So then I was like, let's do a meme.
What is the meme? Talk me through the meme.
Wait, I want to know what the question was, because I forgot.
The answer was something, and then the question was something that needed to start with "What is?" That was specific memory of that final Jeopardy event.
The answer was like, it's Catherine and somebody.
Oh, Mar-a-Lago or whatever,
wow.
Right? Yeah.
You just needed two words into it. I had the whole clue and I couldn't get it.
How did you get Mar-a-Lago from Catherine somebody?
Have you taken the Jeopardy online test?
So just tell me what that meme is.
I was just like, there's these two guys,
mm-hmm.
and this one guy is just always getting into trouble,
mm-hmm.
and the other guy is like, you know, trying to moderate.
Mm-hmm. So he says that famous line that is now immortalized by its appearance on Jeopardy.
Right.
All right. Guess I should go check that out somewhere on the internet. I appreciated how Alex Trebek tried to stretch the one fact that he learned about you into like three separate conversations.
Me too, because I did not have other facts.
I mean, I think objectively it's an interesting fact, and he seems like the type of person who should be particularly interested in it, and yet he didn't seem to be too much.
Yeah, but the pie thing was pretty good though.
That was good. I enjoyed that.
I mean, come on. I was listening to the radio and they mentioned that. Just like in passing, it was, oh yeah, you watched Jeopardy, Trebek like threw a pie in some guy's face.
Oh, well, that's typical clickbait exaggeration.
Yeah. Oh no, they were complaining that he didn't throw the pie. He was like,
I really thought for a second
to throw the pie or whatever.
Right. I really thought for a second, I was like, is he really gonna throw this pie? I mean, there's no way they're gonna have a contestant on Jeopardy do the entire show with pie on his face. But like, he has the pie there.
It was a prop pie. It was a fake pie.
Wow, fake pie. It was real.
It looked real to me.
He spilled some of it on the floor.
Yeah, it looked liquidy to me.
Yeah, it's not a real pie unless you can just drizzle it.
Is that what you guys have at Thanksgiving? Agard household?
Yep.
I didn't throw the pie. But, you know, people are infuriated by your cross-republic construction, it seems. Am I doing the same exact stretching?
I think we can get another 3 podcasts out of this.
That sounds like definitely something we should do. Are you, do you have plans for the winnings?
I have no plans for the winnings. What should I do?
Invest it in a sensible, fund.
And get like obscureporn.com.
Wait, are we publicly traded?
Well, yeah, we'll listen to investors. We're open to investors.
Angel investors.
John Henry.
Yeah.
Or whoever.
Or other. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I was really curious about from the appearance on Jeopardy. How did everyone know that Flower City thing? I mean, I'm not like a super expert on whatever general knowledge kind of stuff you need to know for Jeopardy, but yeah, like what? How was that just like common knowledge?
I think that the answer is probably studying.
Yeah.
Which... Okay.
I did some of,
yeah,
but
okay.
just managed to do like a big circle right around that one.
Yeah.
Any other capital, I would have been fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I guess I see what you're saying. That it was a capital city, and probably everyone just memorizes all the capital cities. I was struck by how many of the categories were just like straight up a crossword puzzle person's alley.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, like, things that end in you. Like, okay.
How about African American history?
Yeah, that was, I have to say that performance on that was a little disappointing.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like you didn't know the answers. You just the other guy was quick at buzzing, and I think he got a Daily Double or something.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
What I did, one thing I did not understand was, what was the one like video category one time where they just had like people and like what was it like NBC or sorry ABC news anchors from like different markets?
Yeah, no, it was just like the local stations that showed Jeopardy, and they had people give extremely obvious clues. Like that was the category.
I didn't really get that.
Yeah, they do this stupid answers category from time to time.
Oh, okay, that's a recurring thing.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, what's like the bit there? I mean,
like I guess they just always give you the answer inside of the clue, but like a little disguised. So if you don't, I don't know.
I mean, it's just one of stupid people bad, following along at home.
They want to make you feel good. I felt good that I knew like a good percentage of the answers. I mean, I don't usually watch Jeopardy, so I could feel that good every week if I just watched it. But
take the test.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Do I want to be on that show?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's free money.
I felt bad for the dude on the first episode who. Who was the champion from the previous day. He really thought he was going to continue to win.
Yeah, well, he'll be back probably.
Why?
They got like a tournament. So well, if you win the games, you get into the tournament and come back and try to win the season or whatever, like playoffs.
Have you won a lot before that?
Yeah, I think you had 5 games.
Oh, okay.
So how many do you have to win to get into the tournament?
Not 3.
But 5. Maybe 4?
Yeah, maybe 4.
Number somewhere between 0 and 100.
I wasn't a fan of that guy.
Yeah. He wasn't my favorite.
He was nice.
I felt also bad for Rock. Was that his name?
Well, his name is also Eric.
Right.
That's true.
And Hannah's name was also Eric as well.
Yeah, that was a good joke. I very much enjoyed that. I mean, at first I felt bad because it seemed like he didn't get the buzzer strategy that we talked about earlier.
He also didn't get, like, the don't wildly guess at question strategy.
Yeah, then I didn't feel as bad for him because it seemed like he was just, you know, shooting in the dark.
People really, like, go in on Jeopardy contestants, though, on the internet. Like, if you show the slightest sign of weakness or if they just don't like some aspect about you,
yeah,
it's, like, merciless.
How did you feel about the reaction to yourself?
I mean, for me, it was just, like, a fair amount of positive, which I really appreciated, and then everyone who was at all negative was just like, that guy is Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was a little ostentatious how you kneeled during the final Jeopardy song.
Yeah.
I mean, are they trying to say, like, you know, stop trying to be Colin Kaepernick, you know, just have your own look.
Eric did it first, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
I think Eric was doing it in about 2006.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this what you're saying, I think, just describes the internet's reaction to anything, which, you know, kind of bothers me.
There was a lot of people who were expressing an attraction to you.
Mm.
On Twitter, at least.
Yeah.
No comment.
Thanks.
Keep it on the DL.
Thanks to all the fans. Would you say your life has changed? I mean, this is the second show you've been on in your life, as far as I know. So it seems like things are really picking up for you.
Yeah.
I did see somebody who's online who said they recognized you from the first show.
Wait, they said they recognized me from Jeopardy? I thought the second show was this show as well.
No, you were on Real Sports with Brian Gumbel. Do you not remember that?
So this is the third show.
I didn't know about the Real Sports thing. What's this?
Well, he was on Real Sports. What, you tell him.
crosswords is a sport. And we can all universally agree on this.
I see.
So I was on the Real Sports show to talk about my athleticism.
That's cool. When did that happen?
It was like May.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's very recent.
Yeah.
The internet didn't pick up on that as much, or did they?
No, not really.
I think more people watch Jeopardy than watch Real Sports with Brian Gumbel.
Hmm. Is crossword puzzle? I'm starting a sentence with the three words. Is crossword puzzle? it seems to me that there is, you know, there's football, which is a sport, and then there's things like Madden 2018 or whatever, which is an e-sport. It seems to me that crossword puzzles have a similar division in that, you know, there's like paper and pen or pencil crossword puzzles, but then there's also online crossword puzzles. Which one were you talking about?
You've broken me. I just don't have it.
What? Should I phrase it in the form of an answer so you can say what is?
Yeah, let's try that.
Okay. Everything I just said is a thing.
What is yes?
Good. Good answer.
And that's what you say on Family Feud.
What?
Good answer.
They say that a lot on Family Feud.
Yeah, especially when somebody gives a bad answer.
Right, it's, I get it. It's like kind of sarcastic.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, sometimes you do a crossword puzzle on paper, and yeah. Sometimes you do it on a computer. And those are, like, I feel like I don't like doing them on the computer. How do you feel about that?
I like doing them on the computer. I can type real fast, but there's nothing
you're typing,
like the...
your speed at doing a crossword puzzle is limited by how fast you can type or write as
oh,
opposed
yeah.
to think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is why you're winning national competitions or whatever that New York Times article is about.
And did you see the video?
No, I didn't.
Well,
I only had time to watch 4 episodes of Jeopardy.
Look it up, man. It's like, yeah. I mean, it only takes, what, 4 minutes, 50 seconds or so?
Yeah.
All right. World record holder for probably a few things. Eric has been on our podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it. Vince,
yeah.
Anything else to say?
No.
All right, can you do an impression of Eric?
Just do your voice.
Yeah,
well,
I mean...
That was really good.
How different is it? I feel like it's different.
It is different. Yeah.
You don't have a pie, do you? Yeah, that's my impression.
A pie?
Oh, shit.
A pie.
I thought I heard me talking.
I'm hearing double.
I am hearing double.
4 Vinces. That's a Simpsons joke. Anyway. All right, well, I think it's time for me to log off of the airwaves. So, you know, thanks so much for being on, both of our special guests today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Cool.
Diane has found a way to surf the internet while on the podcast. No,
I hope you're looking up that video.
What?
I hope you're looking up that video, Diane.
No. Oh, the crossword puzzle video.
But you never told me if I could navigate away from this page.
Yeah. It's even worse. She found staring into space more interesting than...
Just download the Netscape Navigator app, and then you can navigate wherever you want.
Wait, what were you saying? Oh, yeah, Diane was saying... She's like, oh, your mom has a Gmail account, right? But your dad has... What is it, like Netscape? The answer is MSN. But...
Oh, just like Bill Gates.
Animals.
Yeah. Wait, what was the other thing I was gonna say? Oh yeah, Vince. The theme song of the season of the podcast. It has that clip from I guess the last episode that Diane was on, where my sister is talking.
I didn't know that was the same episode.
Yeah, that's how Diane was brought on. Was by other guest. Anyway, that clip of her makes me crack up every time when I hear the theme song.
Probably the funniest person that's been on this show.
Definitely the funniest sibling of any of the hosts that's been on the show.
Oh, Zingo.
Wait, I'm a sibling.
There we go.
Well, everyone's a sibling.
I'm not.
Oh, that's very true.
Food for Thought Crosswords is Eric's book, available on Amazon.com. Eric, is it still sold out?
It's not.
not sold out. Go online and buy it today. How many crosswords are in there?
More than zero, but less than 100.
Zero and 100 crosswords, just the right. How many of them do you think I've done?
I'm going to say, you mean like fully finished or attempted?
Why don't you give me both?
Okay, 72 and 72.
You're close, but I think it's probably more like, I don't know, 8 and 8.
I'm still pretty good.
Yeah. They're good, they're good. I'm not a big crossword guy, but you know how it is.
You're good at them, though.
Well, I did the easy ones. Pro tip for the listeners, the easy ones are at the beginning of the book, in the appetizer section.
Okay.
Okay.
Good night, everyone.
We'll see you next time on the Ben and Vince Show. Bye, listeners.